Hello and welcome to your most radiant life ever telesummit, where we are interviewing 50 plus experts that are sharing their superior knowledge and expertise so that we can live as the best version of ourselves, our true selves in all areas of our day-to-day lives. I'm Kelly Bradley, your host, lifestyle design expert, mentor, and author. After 20 years of working with women, I founded True Life Lifestyle Design and Academy to help passionate and creative women create lives and careers they absolutely love. I help my clients dive deep to uncover the root cause or causes of their struggles, release blocks and resistances, get super clear on their truths and vision, take inspired action, cultivate daily subtle shifts, create real solutions and results to make their dreams come true. By the end of our work together, clients have the tools and strategies they need to live radically aligned with their true selves, allowing abundance to flow in all areas of their life. And today I have with me Colette Davenport. She is the founder of Amplify, a coaching and training company that supports high-achieving men and women who want passionate sex and real intimacy in their relationship. Colette's 20 years of formal training and life experience are the foundation for her transformational programs. She's an outspoken blogger and magnetizing speaker who specializes in coaching executives and entrepreneurs. Today, our talk title is The Intimately Awakened Woman. Again, The Intimately Awakened Woman. I can't wait to dive in. Welcome, Colette.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you.
Yes. So first question is, you know, tell me a bit about how you came to do this work. How do you get to be a sex, relationship, intimacy coach?
Yeah, so I, you know, have had an ongoing curiosity for really as far back as I can remember around what it means to be a human being. And for some reason, I was always drawn, I mean, what does it mean to be human? So I've always been drawn to maybe the lesser known aspects. Like we're taught how to be physical, you know, to build our capacity as physical humans and to build our intellectual capacity. But there was very little conversation around what it means to be a sexual being. So that's just kind of the area that I've been exploring. Some people say I'm a sexual anthropologist. And, you know, that
I like that.
I do too. I'm like, that makes the most sense to me. Got it. And so I, you know, developed all of this skill and knowledge and research, and it just has culminated in the coaching practice. I once had a business coach, and I thought, you know, oh, this is going to make business better, but I got so much more out of that relationship. In fact, it was my own personal transformation that occurred having been in coaching. And so pursuing the path of coaching and utilizing that as the vehicle to help my clients have their own personal transformation, it just all came together naturally, really.
Fantastic. And I can't wait to hear more about the sexual anthropology. I'm picturing a PhD in sexual anthropology one day. I like that. Okay. So what is an intimately awakened woman?
Ah, yeah. She's a lot of things. she, you know, she's someone who has identified her needs and is creating what she wants in her relationship and life. She's also nurturing all five of her bodies because she's learned really the importance, or the distinction, I should say, between power and control. She knows that tapping into real power is how she gets seen and heard. You know, this is something that I've developed after working with a lot of high-achieving women. They're striving for success, but a lot of times sacrificing their well-being and their intimate relationships. I find that they are overwhelmed and frustrated, which directly, of course, impacts their productivity at work and their quality of life at home. So the intimately awakened woman recognizes that to be a powerful force in her life and work, she's got to step up and show up intimately for what matters most in, well, to her and her family.
And intimately, that really means it's more than, you know, intimacy as we think of as intimacy in a relationship with a significant other or partner. Explain that a little bit more. You know, what do you mean by intimacy? It seems like with all our relationships, with ourselves, with others, with everybody.
You got it. You got it. 100%. So even though, you know, a lot of folks come to me wanting to improve or enhance their relationship with another person, their partner, or, you know, whatever it is, what we work on initially is the relationship with self. So when I talk about intimacy and intimately, that is the starting point. How are you fully engaged with yourself? What do you love? What do you hate? And let's, you know, kind of suss that out and get it into more of a an unconditional love for self so that you can then show up fully in other relationships, not needing other people to fill some void or validate some part of yourself that you don't love. So intimately refers to intimacy with self and others, but starting with number one.
Yep, self first. I so concur that we need that self-love first or else we can't be our best self with other people.
Yep.
And you mentioned earlier the five bodies. What are the five bodies?
So that's really a way for people to get more a more comprehensive understanding of who they are. So for most of us, we're identifying with our physical, like height, weight, hair color, you know, and mental bodies. And we talk about the work that we do or the roles that we take on in life. But really, those are just the most superficial bodies or aspects of being human. When I say superficial, by the way, I don't mean that in any kind of derogatory sense. I'm talking about it in the outermost sense. So let me see. I'm going to use something to describe what I mean here. So I'm going to ask the listeners to imagine the earth. you know, we all know it's made up of multiple layers, but the surface is known as the crust, a little geography lesson, right? We think of the earth as, you know, the terrain, the ocean, the mountains, the deserts, and so on. But really, these are just the outermost layers of the earth. So if we were to go beneath the surface, we would encounter the mantle. Deeper still is the outer core, and at the very center of the earth is the inner core. Okay, so humans are made up of layers just like the earth. I refer to them as bodies. And so from superficial to deep, they are physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and at the very core of our being, sexual. And, you know, we're like I said, we're identifying with our physical, mental. These are the outermost layers. And being this, you know, anthropologist that I am, I like to dig deep and get into what's going on beneath the surface. And I think why it's important for people to get that they're more than their bodies and thoughts and feelings is because when we really get who we are, we're free to express ourselves fully and authentically, and, you know, love the dark corners instead of always being, you know, in this fix-it mode and reject, like, self-rejection mode. I think that if we see ourselves as these complex, rich entities, there's just more freedom.
Wow, definitely. Gosh, so many questions to go into and ponder here. So with these layers, the superficial, physical, the mental, can you describe a little bit more what you mean by the sexual and what you mean by the spiritual and emotional too? Maybe a little definition of each so we get a clearer picture of what each is. Great.
Yeah, okay. So, for example, if you were to say to me, Colette, you know, I've had all this stuff happen to me in life, and because of that, I'm just an angry person. Well, what I would say with respect is that anger is an emotion. Okay, it's one of many that exists in the emotional body. And if you're able to look at emotions as messengers on simple waves of energy, then we don't have to get so locked into identifying as that emotion. We get that emotions are things that we have as human beings and that they're really meant to move through us. And there's probably some message that it's there to alert us about. And that way we're not hiding behind this emotion. We can just experience it and let it go. You know, the thing about this, though, is that in order for this kind of dialogue to be happening for somebody, they really need to see that they're greater than what our culture typically teaches us. And the same thing is true for the spiritual and sexual bodies, because these are two aspects of our human beingness that are so misunderstood. And here's how I like to describe them. So the spiritual body is infinite information. And the sexual body is raw potential, life force, might be another way to say that.
Ooh.
And essentially, these are the two forces, right? That's a nice way to look at that. But these are the two forces that exist at the core of our being. They're what causes our heart to beat and, you know, fingernails to grow the ways that they were intended to, without our participation in that, really. And here's one of the things I want to point out around the sexual body. When I talk about that, I'm not talking about penis and vagina or any other body parts. That's all the way back out of the physical. And those are fun. But when I talk about the sexual body, I'm talking about, again, this raw potential that is an aspect of her being that is simply intended to be expressed.
Love that. I think that was a huge wake-up moment right there. Just when you said the sexual part of us is not the penis, the vagina, even though that's fun, great, okay, that's physical. We're talking about the life force energy, the raw potential that we have within us.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that comes out as this is a creative force that literally can create new life, as well as any, you know, art project or, you know, thought. Like, it's all creative, and it's an aspect of our human beingness that is there to be expressed. And I really do suspect that it's the lack of that full expression of who we are that creates this disconnection and, you know, dissatisfaction. For a lot of people.
Definitely. You know, we're stuck in that physical, mental, cognitive brain, go, 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 do, do, do. So how do we start tapping into living more from that deepest layer, that life force, sexual layer, the spiritual layer, those deeper layers?
Oh, man, I love that question. How do we tap into that? I think it starts with a conversation. Getting real curious about where we're hung up or stuck. What are the patterns or the behaviors or the stories that we've been telling ourselves for so long? And then we start to examine that. And we look at where we're feeling dissatisfied or small or contracted. And instead of retreating from those things, lean into that. So that's a big part of a coaching practice. Let's lean into that stuff that can be really confronting and uncomfortable so that we can get through it and no longer be restricted by it or repeating patterns by it. And, you know, that's a big part of what I share with people in my practice. Even though we approach these very concrete things and goals and outcomes, there's also this more, I guess, you know, esoteric spiritual stuff that we explore as well. So I think it's a good balance of all five bodies that get explored in a conversation or in a coaching program.
Definitely. And that takes time. It takes time to get to those root issues. So what have you found when you're working with women and you're, you know, peeling off those layers, getting to the deeper being, you know, about how much time does it take to start to live from that place?
Yeah, great question. It's different for everyone. Some people are really hungry, really ready to dive into that and are, you know, maybe have explored from various other angles this kind of stuff. And it's just a completion of that exploration for them. We just kind of take it to the very next level. And then other people, it's a whole new conversation that we're undertaking. So it might be a longer ongoing process for them to start to get comfortable having intimate conversations about themselves, or, you know, talking about what I call it, the dark corners of oneself, and going into that part of themselves. So, you know, I'll just throw out a range, anywhere from 4 months to a year sometimes.
Yeah. Yep, I think it definitely takes time because it's a different way of being, and we have all those darks that you're speaking of, that stuff, the patterns that we keep getting triggered. And that's why the support from a coach is so essential, in my opinion. And I will use one forever and have one for the rest of my life.
And, same here.
You need that person that's always helping you up level, who's calling you out, who's making you a bit more aware. And, you know, I think can you give us a visual, an example, and I know everybody's different, experiences are different, but maybe one case study of an example of somebody living their daily life from that life force center, that sexual center, deepest place, just an example of how they go through their life, their daily life.
Yeah, so I'll give you a real specific example, and it may not be what you would typically think. So there's one woman that I worked with, and she came to me because she was experiencing desires outside of the relationship, and she was like, and this is not the direction I want to go, and I just really need to figure some stuff out so that I can sort of reestablish intimacy with my partner, and I'm feeling really overwhelmed. And she didn't say this initially, but not feeling really capable or good enough. And so kind of seeking that validation through other means. Who else, myself included, has been there?
Of course.
Right. And so as we worked together, one of the main things that she got, which I think really clicked with her, was, you know, the stopping or the, she just stopped judging herself for where she was at. And instead, we looked at what was behind that motivation. And so, you know, lots of good stuff happening, lots of shifts, but a specific result that she experienced was with her kids. And, you know, instead of asserting that sort of judgment around how they were being, she was able to just accept where they were. And it was around a particular thing that kept reoccurring for her kids, and she was frustrated by it and feeling overwhelmed. And she instead, you know, kind of let herself off the hook, which then allowed her to give space to the issue that she was, you know, trying to work through with her kids. And it just really touched me when she brought that up and said, and now we're having this, like, easy, calm, fun, open dialogue about this thing because I'm no longer, like, feeling like I got to fix it. Like I was feeling about myself before. I'm just not bringing that crap to the table. And so we're just talking as if it's just, okay, this is just what's so, and let's look at it. Instead of,
yeah.
This is not okay, we got to fix this, I don't know what to do here, and you know, all that energy and pressure, you know, being outwardly, you know, imposed on the kids.
I like that. I really like that example because it's very real. And I bet you a lot of the women in the audience are hearing that. I mean, anyone who has kids, anyone in any relationship, really, you know, we have judgment sometimes. And to just take a step back, stop judging it, stop trying to fix it, but also
yeah.
knowing that that's a process. It's not just one situation. I bet you it was in many areas of life. She probably applied that same shift, that same new way of being, and probably continue
yep.
to transform in so many ways.
Yeah, it's magical.
Yeah.
When she got her humanity and just gave herself some space to be who she is and not, you know, feeling she got to be better, more capable, and so on, she was able to give that same space to others, and it was a really clear impact on how she was being with her kids and what their experience was. So, yeah.
And how empowering for kids. I have two boys, 7 and 9, and obviously my own life journey, part of it is my intention to allow them to be their true selves, not what I desire, not just observing, tending to their soul needs, connecting to their soul needs. So how empowering to give that gift to the kids, to just let them be.
Yeah, and I think that's another impact of coaching. I know it was and is for me, is that the more that I work on myself and grow and develop as an individual, the more that I can allow other people to do that for themselves. And rather than seeing some problem or hearing, you know, a girlfriend talk to me and, you know, with issues, and instead of me hopping into the fix it mode, we can instead have a dialogue that helps her really see what is going on there and if she wants to continue that or if she wants not to continue whatever is bugging her, and instead, you know, shift gears and be different with it, whatever it may be.
Definitely. And you talk in your work about the difference between control and power. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Of course. So first off, control is a function of the mind, right, which is the mental body. And power is a function of who we are at our core. So in this case, I talk about that as the spiritual and sexual bodies. And, you know, what I mean by that is when someone is mind identified, they fear looking bad or getting it wrong. So the natural thing to do is try and control outcomes and opinions. And, you know, self-doubt. This is a common barrier to this mind-identified person's satisfaction. And by contrast, then, when someone is in their power, connected to or accessing the deeper layers of themselves, they experience clarity, courage, and confidence.
Ooh, the three C's.
Yeah, right? I love alliteration. So you can see that the person who uses control to navigate life is really more likely to be stressed out and maybe have, you know, more superficial relationships. And the person who's empowered, connected, self-aware, is at ease, intimately connected to herself, and her partner, her kids, and, you know, the other people in her life.
Love it. It's like, okay, do you want to be A or do you want to be B? I think I'm going to choose the power.
Yeah.
And
not the common, go ahead. That's just not common or, you know, it's just not what we're taught in our culture. We're taught more about things like achievement and force and control and nothing wrong with that. I think it's just hitting the mark in terms of what's possible for us.
Yeah. So how can we, especially knowing these differences and being so clear, how can everyone, the audience, how can we start to step into and access our power more?
Ah, right. I love this question because it's an actionable insight, right? Because insight without any action does not produce results. And I know that people are tuned in today because they want results. So, okay, so here's an exercise I use with my clients. Right now, right where you're at, close your eyes. Kelly, you can do this with us. As long as you're not driving. If you're driving, leave your eyes open.
Agree.
And you know, with your inner vision, scan your body. Relax any restrictions that you encounter. Drop your shoulder. Soften your belly. And broaden the base of your tongue and unhinge your jaw so that your mouth hangs open just a little bit. And, you know, don't worry about how you look. Stay with me. All right, good. Now, keep that ease in your face and take a long, slow breath in. Pay attention to the coolness on your lips and your nostrils, and then breathe it out. Again, drink in the breath slowly. This time, feel your chest expand to accommodate this breath. And then let it go. So let's do a third one. Inhale. This time, as you gently allow your lungs to fill, put your attention on your heart. Stay right there for three more deep breaths. Just your awareness is in the center of your chest where the heart is gently beating. You can make your exhales audible if that feels right. And relax the jaw, the tongue, if they've become active. Just connecting with the heart here. When you're done, allow your eyes to open. And just notice how you feel. Notice the calm, the center, the connection to your heart. So that took less than 5 minutes. It didn't require any special tools or for you to be anywhere other than where you are now. So the power that I speak of is within each of us. A lot of people just aren't in the practice of accessing it.
Yeah.
That breath work was one way of doing so. So, you know, if we make this our daily practice, a couple minutes in our day, we're more likely to experience clarity, connection, and from that comes confidence. And, you know, again, these are qualities of the intimately awakened woman. From that place, we can then be more empowered, more powerful in our relationship with ourselves and to others.
I love that. You know, again, just that process totally slowed me down, allowed me to step into even deeper ease. And it's just so nice to experience once a day. But what about for people who are who have it in their mind that they're busy, 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 but I have a family, I have kids, I have work, I never get time to myself. How can I still seek this quiet time?
The simple answer is, I get it, first of all, right? That's a very real situation that a lot of women are in. And, you know, being the no bullshit person that I am, I would say, what's the cost of not taking, you know, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes to go through that connection practice exercise? you know, if she and I were in a conversation, the woman that you described, which I'm often in a conversation with that woman, I'd get real with her. You know, we'd talk intimately about her priorities and her desires, her fears, and what she really wants out of her relationship and her life. And then, you know, if I could, I would support her overcoming that ongoing state of overwhelm so that she could connect to her deepest self, which I see then what happens as a result of that is she would be able to express what I call soulful sensuality. And eventually making it her new normal. So as she, you know, strives for success and to be a super mom, right, without sacrificing that career or the quality time with her kids, she would then have an intimate awakening in which she would be able to really live that full, radiant life.
You got it. And it's that choice. It is that choice to either stay stuck in that old story of I have no time, overwhelmed, or create that new story that we all have the power to create.
Yep.
I love this. So many really good tips and tools. Anything else you want to share with an audience? Definitely. And anything else you want to share for, I'm sure there's people in the audience who are on various parts of their journey connected to some of the bodies and not all. So any other tips that you'd like to share?
Well, so I've created a webinar that's going to be launching on the 25th of this month, where we're going to dive a little bit more deeply into, you know, what a lot of women are doing wrong and what the cost or the impact of, you know, those stories and those patterns of behavior and so on that you've described are, as well as look at what might be a more effective path and the kind of results that they might see if they were to take on that personal challenge of shifting their way of being. So there's a webinar that I offer, and if anybody wants to, you know, not wait till the 25th to have that kind of conversation, then the invitation is to have a one-on-one conversation with me so that we can dive into her, you know, specific circumstances, see what's going on, and kind of talk through that privately. One of the last things that I'll say, because, yeah, tips and tools, super useful, but here's my biggest tip. Get in a conversation with someone who doesn't have an agenda. It's real easy to talk to our girlfriends about this, and you know, fortunately for me, and probably for a lot of us on this particular conference, we have a tribe of women who are open to having these conversations and don't need to assert any sort of opinions. But get into a conversation with somebody who isn't trying to fix it or assert their opinion for how you should be doing this thing called, you know, intimacy or relationship. Because the truth and, you know, the wisdom and the insight is within each of us. So if we're given the opportunity to access that for ourselves, that's where a lasting transformation will come from.
Fantastic advice. And I bet you we've all gotten stuck in that trap at one time or another, but really it's going within and learning to go within, having that support to go within to get the answers and wisdom.
Yeah. Otherwise, we're just doing what everybody else is doing, and that may not be the right thing for us, but we wouldn't know if we weren't willing to, like, get into the dark corners and see what's there and work it out and give ourselves, you know, some some space for being human.
Yeah, and it can actually be, you know, we talk about the dirty corners and this stuff, and, I mean, it sounds weird, but it can actually be fun digging deep into that stuff when you're kind of doing it with someone who knows how to support you, for one, and is guiding you, has tension set for you. Like, I know for me, mm-hmm. like, I have to look at it as all playful. Every trigger mm-hmm. pattern that comes up, it's an opportunity to heal and go deeper. Yeah. You know, if I dwell, oh, here it goes again, oh, my God. Instead, it's like, oh, my God, here it goes again. I'm going to laugh at it, look at it, yeah. process it. Okay, here we go.
I'll play with what you just said, but go ahead and finish what you were saying.
Sure. Well, actually, I was reading your free gift, and it kind of talk about your free gift, a 3-month sensual play date. So I was just laughing because of the play that I was just talking about. So share that and yeah. whatever else you wanted to share too.
Yeah, okay, so that's where I was headed, was that's a big important thing for me, is to make this kind of stuff, which can be kind of, you know, challenging for a lot of people to talk about. You know, we've been taught to keep that stuff to ourselves, and what I'm suggesting is, no, let's actually talk about it. So it's important to me to make it playful and inviting for people. To have, you know, these deep, intimate conversations about themselves without feeling like it's going to be like pulling teeth or going to the dentist. So the sensual play date planner, the sensual play date planner is another, you know, just a free ebook that's available on my website, and it, you know, got a weekly suggestion for people to. Elevate the intimacy or reignite, you know, playfulness in their relationship with their partner. So lots of tools, lots of tips, lots of resources available. Some might be a little out there for people, but then some are, you know, easily incorporated into a busy schedule and life.
Fantastic. I love this conversation. And I, too, I can sit and have coffee over these conversations all day. Love opening the conversation around this. And the day that everyone receives this interview, so everybody listening, the link to her free gift will be available. And also, join us in the Facebook group. And Colette, please, the day your interview airs, please join us in the Facebook group, and if anyone has questions, please post them. We would really love getting that conversation going. And mm-hmm. share your actual website, too, so they can check out all your offerings and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's ColetteDavenport.com, and, you know, it's real easy to misspell Colette, so I'll spell it out. It's ColetteDavenport.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Colette, for joining us. I think these conversations are so important to be had, to be shared. You know, I believe we really heal with sharing stories, especially women. So thank you.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Thank you for inviting me to be a part of this. I agree 100%. Having this kind of dialogue and other dialogue is the path to healing and, you know, personal growth and evolution. So that's just what the world needs.
You got it. And especially, I think it is such a huge turning point for women at this time in the world, in life. So, again, thank you so much. And to everybody out there, have a radiant day, and I'll catch you on the next interview.
Perfect. Bye-bye.